Chapter 6. You are a millionaire, not a beggar. Maharaj, to find out and know in a real sense that you are ultimate truth, we have to go to the root and question, how were you prior to the body form? What were you like prior to beingness? How were you? How were you prior to beingness? Questioner, I don't know. Maharaj, that is right. And what will you be like after leaving the body? Questioner, I don't know. Maharaj, I don't know is the right answer. I don't know means that you know your presence was there, but not in any shape or form. There is no cognizance of it. But you know that the invisible, silent presence was there. As a matter of fact, the root of knowledge, ultimate truth, is within you. But you have been ignoring and neglecting this truth. You have been underestimating yourself. In other words, though you are a millionaire, you have been behaving just like a beggar. To use the story of the beggar boy, a boy was begging on the street. One day his uncle approached him and asked, "Why are you begging? You're not a beggar, you're a millionaire." Naturally, the boy did not believe him and replied, "You're joking. You're trying to make a fool of me. You're lying. It's not possible." Eventually, the uncle persuades him to go with him to the bank, where he shows him an account in his name, stacked with millions. With all the evidence laid out before him, the beggar boy is finally convinced and accepts his newfound status. In a similar way, the master says, you are Brahman, Atman, but you are not believing or accepting the master's words. You may not verbalize it, but somewhere in the background, a tiny little voice is maybe there that says, me? No, you are joking. How can you be convinced? In order to have conviction, you need the process of meditation. The meditation will have the effect of dissolving all the illusory layers. Then you will come across your perfection. Oh, I am that. Master gestures with pleasant surprise. The master is perfect. He is showing you ultimate truth. And because of this, he is deserving of your respect. So, to have this conviction and to know your perfection, meditation is essential. It is the only way to absorb knowledge, while at the same time erasing illusion. This is your time to stop begging and to get to know your worth. You are a millionaire, but you are living and expressing yourself just like a beggar, saying, oh God, do something, bless me, help me. Asking others for blessings and grace may give you momentary peace, momentary spiritual happiness, just like taking the odd painkiller. But it will not bring you fulfillment and lasting contentment. Now is the time to be strong. Be firm. This is your time. The time to know your own strength and power. Know your strength and uncover your power. Master says, you are no longer handicapped. Your existence is full of knowledge. You are the source of knowledge. but you are unaware. You are unaware that you are ultimate truth, Almighty God. You are Almighty, Almighty God, omnipresent. Your presence is everywhere. You are beyond the sky. There is no individuality. Questioner, laughing. I find it hard to believe that this little me is all of that. If I am all of that, as you say, how is it that I am not aware of this? And if I'm not, then how can I start becoming aware of myself? Maharaj, how can I? There is no I at all. There is no you, and there is no I. Everything is just like the sky. You see, even when the Master tells you that you are Almighty, that you are ultimate truth, final truth, you're not accepting it. You're not able to accept that truth because you're caught up in all sorts of illusionary thoughts. You're considering yourself as little me, and that is making you blind to your innate power. The remedy for this, a very simple remedy for this, as I have said, is meditation. Meditation is the antivirus for illusion. It is one of the best remedies at the initial stage. It is like a potent medicine which takes time to go through the whole body. Then the benefits will become apparent. How long this takes to run its course and self-cure depends on the spiritual body. Disciplined meditation will help dissolve all the body knowledge so that in time everything will be completely erased. Unless your body knowledge dissolves and disappears completely, you will not be able to know yourself in a real sense. This is very important, so listen again. Unless your body knowledge dissolves and disappears completely, you will not be able to know yourself in a real sense. I am telling you this to give you a jolt, so that you will throw yourself wholeheartedly into the business of dissolving illusion. This means everything has to disappear, dissolve, and vanish. Everything, including all the impressions, conditionings and memories from childhood till today. Questioner, Maharaj, I had to come here to be reminded that I am ultimate truth. Maharaj, you are ultimate truth. You are ultimate truth. But because of the long association with the body, reality is not being accepted by you. You give a nod and maybe say, okay, okay, okay. But what is needed is your total involvement. It is not difficult. It is really very simple. Think about it. Self-inquire. The body is not your identity. This is an open fact. Your body knowledge will be dissolved and erased with the help of meditation. At the same time, you must want to find out, who am I? You need motivation, some impetus, fire. You need to be driven to find out, who am I? Casual spirituality alone will not do. Questioner, myself is very strong, Maharaj. It shows no sign of dissolving. Maharaj, That is because you have so much attachment to the body and the mind, ego, intellect. You are supplying energy to the mind, ego, intellect. All the time you are supplying energy to the mind, ego, intellect. As a matter of fact, you are the master, but you are acting as a slave of the mind, ego, intellect. Questioner. I've been interested in spirituality all my life, you know, searching for peace and happiness. It's disappointing and a bit depressing to have got to this stage in my life and have still not found what I was looking for. Maharaj. All these problems with depression, disappointment, confusion, conflicts, etc., all these things are body-based concepts. Expectations grow because you think and consider yourself to be an individual, a somebody else, separate from the reality that you are. I want peace. I want happiness. I want to be spiritual. When you come to know spirituality, you will find that it too is illusion. Why is spirituality required? Because you have forgotten your identity. That is why spirituality is required. Prior to beingness, there was no spirituality. There are so many books on spirituality, so many masters of spirituality claiming, "I am an exceptional master." Where were all of these prior to beingness? The need for spirituality arises because you consider yourself as the body form. When all the illusionary layers are dissolved, then you will come across your perfection. Oh, I am that. Spontaneous perfection. Oh, I am that.